Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Connors reaches second base with a double. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza strikes out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Pitlock trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Pitlock for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Haas moves to second. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 0 for 1 in the game. Rensa strikes out. One out. Zeke Bonura pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rensa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 3 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 2 in the game. Renza strikes out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Stratton now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Renza and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Walker moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.